Another good thing about WGN, you just press a button and you can say hello to Joseph Lindsley in Odessa today. Joe, as you know, two NATO members said Russian drones violated their airspace as one reportedly flew into Romania Sunday night, attacking neighboring Ukraine. Another crashed the previous day in eastern Latvia. What are you hearing about this?
Hey, Bob. Yeah, hello from sunny Odessa here by the Black Sea. And yes, Romania, Latvia, and Poland as well, all within the past 7 days, there have been debris from Russian drones landing within their territories. There's still not a lot of clear information. For example, if a Russian drone were to land, and these are suicide drones, right? So when they hit their target, when they hit something, they explode. If they were to hit something and make something explode in, for example, Latvia, that would be a big problem. That would be Russia attacking a NATO country. And so people are, I think there's a lot of, there's a reluctance to talk too much about it until there's more information that's known. And meanwhile, in Sweden, Arlanda Airport in Stockholm, the largest airport in the Kingdom of Sweden, they had to pause flights for several hours due to unidentified drones in the surrounding airspace. So this is a big concern. I mean, Sweden, there's a nautical border with Russia. And so there's a lot of concern. You know, is Russia getting sloppy? Are these mistakes? Or are they testing? Are the Russians testing to see if NATO really will defend NATO territory? Meanwhile, one major thing I should mention before talking about anything else so it doesn't get missed, but on early Saturday morning, the Russians tried to send a drone, one of these Iranian-designed suicide drones, to the Ukrainian parliament. And they got very close. The debris fell based on the steps of the Ukrainian parliament. And it was shot down with air defense. But that's a pretty unusual sort of breach of defenses there. And so we're not only seeing the Russians hitting, whether or not it's on purpose, sending drones to other countries in Europe, but getting very close to the Ukrainian parliament. And we also have the news, the Paralympics in Paris concluded, and Ukraine had their smallest team ever, even though Ukraine could have a big team because there are so many people who've lost arms and legs. But the fact is, it's just hard, to train and hard to field a huge team. But nevertheless, they had a big haul of medals, including 22 gold medals at the Paralympics in Paris. And Ukraine, relatively small country at war, finished number 7 in the world. At the Paralympics. And I got to meet here in Odessa some Ukrainian gold medalists from the Olympics from last month for the Paris Olympics. And that's the reason why I came to Odessa, here in the neoclassical heart of the city, beautiful buildings overlooking the Black Sea. It sort of reminds me of New Orleans in a way, with the balconies and the buildings. There's music everywhere. It's a very loud city. On a Friday night, the cafes and restaurants, many of them have a DJ stationed, often a young woman stationed as a DJ on the sidewalk. So everywhere you go, you hear different types of music. There's this really free-spirited atmosphere here. And at the end of one of the main streets here, a cobbled street, overlooking the famous Potemkin steps that go down to the Black Sea, they set up a boxing tournament. And this was organized by, it was really the vision of the team of Oleksandr Usyk, Ukraine's world heavyweight champ. And you had some of the Ukrainian fencers, the women from the women's fencing team, who came here to support the young boxers, and the gold medalist, Oleksandr Kiznyak, who won the gold medal in the 80 kilogram weight category in the Paris Olympics. And what they were doing, they created a tournament between Moldova and Ukraine. It's very rare to have an international sports tournament in Ukraine in the war, but Moldova is a neighboring nation. They understand the threat from Russia. Russia occupies some of their territory. Many of the Moldovan boxers train here in Odessa. And so it was a great moment of sports and unity. And it was a little bit of a triumph, because usually such tournaments have to be in a secret place. This was on the street, overlooking the Black Sea outside. And it really gave people a lot of energy. And there were so many fathers and their young sons going to take pictures with Oleksandr Kiznyak, the gold medalist, and he patiently stood there for about an hour. And he really, it was a great feeling, a great spirit there. And then, as you think of that scene of fathers and sons going to meet the gold medalist, In Lviv, you know, that city is still so wounded from the attack last week, where a man named Yaroslav, his wife and his three daughters were killed in the Russian, the serious Russian bombardment of Lviv. And he was, they were all in the shelter together. He, it's not really a real shelter, but in the vestibule of their building. And he went to get water, and that's when the missile or drone, whatever hit the house, hit. It was a very historic house in the secessionist style, built in 1912, and it killed the mother and the three daughters. And so Yaroslav, the father, his immediate family is entirely erased. And at the funeral at the churches, Church of St. Peter's and Paul, Peter and Paul in Lviv, it was very, I mean, almost the whole city, it felt like, was there, you know, in the square outside of the church. And the entire time, people were having to hold on to the father so he could, you know, he was also wounded, so he could actually stand up. And he was so, you know, I mean, you can't imagine the heartbreak. I mean, he was not even a single member of that family. You know, none of his daughters were spared. And all of the caskets were open. And so you could see the wounded faces of these girls and the mother. And the professor, one of the girls, she was a student at Ukrainian Catholic University. And her professor, Ostap Savnitsky, he wrote these words. He said, he quoted an essay that she wrote in May. And she said, this is Daria Bakalevich, who was killed in that attack. She said, "Not everything we dream of turns out to be as perfect as we imagined. Often lost in our fantasies, focused only on our dreams, we fail to notice that our life is already better than we could have imagined." And the professor said, Professor Ostap said, "If I could cry, I would, but the tears ran out long ago, leaving only a sense of numbness." And he said, "I love this generation of Ukrainians very much. The generation of today's 18-year-olds. They are determined, pragmatic, and passionate. They know how to organize themselves and to pursue what they see as valuable." He said, "The missile that came and killed Daria did not pass through space or through time. The Russians and Daria should not have crossed paths. They should have remained in different dimensions. Should we, my generation, which for decades wandered around the Russian swamp, the people who came from the Soviet time, trying to find something useful out of Sovietism, should we feel guilt?" And he said, "Yes, but we must not torment ourselves because that leads nowhere. This guilt should transform into openness. Now we must listen to those who have not been tainted by that force of the underworld from Russia. When, with a firm no, the young people of Ukraine respond to any attempts at compromise with evil, even a shadow of evil, we must listen to them and say no as well and act accordingly. Perhaps this is the only thing we can truly do since we have brought them into this foolish world."
So important to hear that. So many incredible stories every day. And thanks to you, Joseph, we get to hear them. One more thing I want to ask you today. This time of year, do you think about college football and your alma mater, Notre Dame, or are you so deep into just surviving war, it's not even in your consciousness?
You know, normally not, but the boxing tournament gave me, I was thinking, I could hear the Notre Dame victory march playing, so maybe I will pay more attention this year. I hope you can keep me posted.
Yeah, all right, I won't say that NIU upset Notre Dame over the weekend. You got enough to worry about there. Thank you very much, Joseph.
Until tomorrow. Thank you, Bob.